Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Getting my act together. Okay, I think I did it. Dun, 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 dun. Hey! All right. welcome back. Hour number three. This is it. It's Friday. Hour number three. I mentioned yesterday that I have been having some health stuff, and I'll go into a little bit of that next half hour, but I am going to have to take a little bit of a break. God's told me I got to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to be doing a little regrouping on the program. India continues. We've got a lot going on in India, so no break from that. But I'm going to be playing some rerun programs for a little bit while I shake out exactly God's plan and direction and get in alignment with it. Because in spite of I'm the stuff that I'm taking back here, which I encourage you, by the way, to take, because for a guy who has the kind of depleted system that I have, to be doing what I've been doing on 3 hours of sleep a night for about 6 months now, and still getting A's and A minuses and A pluses on my blood work. It's the only reason I'm still alive and still here, that and God. And he's the one that directed me to this stuff. But I know that my body can't handle 3 hours of sleep a night indefinitely. That's what nearly killed me 20 years ago. And so I got to stop it. And that's why I've got to make some adjustments. And that's what we're going to do. So there you go. I mean, it kind of makes sense, Don, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Just the way it is.
That's you know, you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it'll all be done decently and in order, and well and good and all that other kind of stuff. What in the world's going on here? All right, I'm trying to bring you up on a different screen so that way that people can see more of you.
That's okay.
There you are. There's more of you. Anyway. All right. So real quickly too, and I know that this interests you as well, and I again am so greatly so appreciative of your support and donations for our India ministry, Don, that you do each and every month. We are graduating. That's why I'm a little dressed up today. Literally at the top of the next hour, as soon as I get off air. But stay with me because I'll relaunch on social media so you can see it. But I will be graduating 20 of our students from our Bible school, and I'll be sending them out with a word of exhortation, edification, and blessing as well. So that'll be happening at the top of the next hour. And yesterday we had our service, which we now have just after we get off air on TECN. And the reason for that is that because of daylight savings time, we lost an hour and then we lost another hour. So because in India, the sun goes down later, so that's an hour. And then we decided to pull back an hour, spring forward something. Anyway, because we jumped with them, we lost that. So we were 11 and a half hours ahead. Now we're only 10 and a half hours ahead. So the late time is not as late as it once was. And that creates some challenges. And so, you know, bottom line at the end of the day is that we had to move our service to 9:30 a.m. Texas time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, which gives me only a half an hour, which is not enough time to do the service. And so subsequently, the majority of the service ends up being done off air as far as TECN is concerned. But we are still on Getter and Clout Hub and Facebook. and you can pick us up there. And I'm working on figuring out how to transition my feed on my website just on Fridays, well, on Thursdays, I should say, so that that way you can watch live what I'm doing in India on the website. So we'll figure that out. Okay. I think that's it. So, Dawn, I have been talking to folks about the history of our country, how we got here, what we're doing. I had an interesting conversation last night with a woman who spent a number of years in Moldova. You've been to Moldova?
I've not been to Moldova. Oh, I've been to Romania.
Okay. So she was a missionary in Moldova. She and her family, right as the walls came down, they got in, they were there. And then they were there for many years. Her son actually was a physician in Russia. He's now here in the States. They're all here now. But she, you know, we were talking about communism, and she is like, you know, she's like, you know, I hear people over here talking about how, oh, this is, you know, communism. And she's like, they have no idea. No idea what it's really like. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, people who are and I said to her, no, I agree. We're not there yet. We're on the slippery slope. And she said, oh yeah, we're on the slippery slope. But people who think that somehow we have arrived at it, don't have a clue what it is. And people who think that it's okay, that it's a good thing, that we should embrace it.
That's wrong.
They're crazy.
One of the countries that was not part of Yugoslavia, was not part of the Soviet Empire, even got to the point where they said Mao in China was too liberal. Albania is a fascinating story, and it's a beautiful country, a wonderful place. The people are beautiful people. Go there. Take some time and go to Albania. You will learn a tremendous amount. You will enjoy it. Remember talking to a younger man who had actually lived in Detroit for a while, and he went back to Albania. His purpose of going back to Albania was to help his people transition from a devastating communist regime to freedom. His parents lived under communist rule.
Okay.
When communism lifted, there wasn't a shot fired. The people just insisted that they be free. When that happened, this was in the late 80s, or I think it was in the early 90s.
Right.
These people had no idea what had happened in the world. They had absolutely no idea, for instance, that there had been an Elvis Presley.
Right.
They had no idea about anything else that was going on, because they had been completely and totally closed from the rest of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said that many of them had trouble adjusting to making decisions, because all their decisions were made for them by the government. What do I mean? I mean that what they picked up from the store to eat that week, that decision was made for them by the government. Any time they might take off and go someplace and take a little reprieve, that decision was made for them by the government. Where they would go, how long they would stay, what they could do. So communism, people say, well, socialism is communism. No, it's not. Socialism is control of your economics. Socialism is where all producing property is under the control of the state, and you have your centralized planning commission who tells companies what they must make, and it tells consumers what they can buy.
So
communism is total control over your life.
Socialism, I heard this saying one time, if you put it in terms of underwear, socialism is they give you the underwear that you wear. This is the underwear you're going to wear. Communism is they give you the underwear and then they remind you that they own the underwear you're wearing.
Yes. Communism is control of the mind of the people. Communism is total mind control. Karl Marx said we must be a classless society. Well, you can't have a classless society. You're going to have at least one class. And he said we can only have that one class. Therefore, we're going to be classless. And what does that mean? That means that everybody has to think alike. We all have to conform to the dictates of Marxism. When Karl Marx, or when the government says, yes, you must take this shot because we tell you to, regardless of whether it kills you or not, that's not important. You have to take the shot or you will be killed.
Right.
Communism uses indoctrination. They indoctrinate their children.
And intimidation.
Propaganda. They are extremely good propagandists. And they use intimidation. We are now, our schools are now systems of indoctrination. There are still people who disagree. There is still disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
There are still people who will disagree with what they are being taught. In a true communist nation, if you disagree, you wouldn't just be thrown in jail like many are in the United States today. You'd be totally eliminated. They are brutal. Marx, Lenin, when they were switching over to communism, he told his people, you will go into villages. You will pick, depending on the size of the village, a certain number of people randomly. You will have everybody in that village come out and watch you. You'll force them out there with your guns. You will then take that number of people, line them up, and in front of the village, you will shoot them. And you will tell them, this is what will happen to you if you do not listen. That's what we're learning today. If we disagree with abortion, which we should as a Christian, should absolutely disagree with abortion if we claim the name of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Mm-hmm. And we go and we pray for those who are violating, who are murdering their children. We're thrown in prison in the United States today.
Right.
It's only one step away from communism where we would in all likelihood be shot. Communism is total control of the individual because you are not an individual. You are simply a clog in their machine.
Look, what happened? Did you watch the or any of the Jim Jordan hearings that happened yesterday?
I watched and it was frightening. Not necessarily because it was frightening because of what the FBI did to these people. That was frightening. But what was even more frightening is the Democrat Party, which I claim, and I stick by that claim, has become the Communist Party of the United States.
Yep.
They rationalized, they defended their enforcement arm, saying, no, you people, you did not conform to the ideology. Therefore, you deserve any and every punishment you received. That is frightening.
Yeah, I pointed out in you know my first 2 hours, you know, Dan Goldman, I'll declare it again. Dan Goldman is the representative of the 10th District of New York. He was lying. He was being a communist Marxist tool and enforcer. He was the lead, one of the lead prosecutors, by the way, in the first President Trump impeachment trial. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
So I mean, so he is just of an evil ilk. And I said that the 10th District of New York must vote him out, have him removed.
Yeah.
Because the judgment of God is coming on them for having that kind of representation. And that's what Scripture says. Mm-hmm. That's biblical. And I, you know, people are talking about revival, but holiness and righteousness and repentance are what bring revival. Revival means that there had to be people who were there who had at one time a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You're reviving something. Otherwise, it's just it's Billy Graham evangelism, which is great too, but that's not revival. And I agree that America is a nation that should be primed for revival,
yes,
because of how many people have had exposure to and encounters with Jesus Christ. So revival is an appropriate thing to talk about with regards to America. But revival only happens. Holiness must come first, and repentance, and then the glory, and then revival. Without the holiness and repentance, no glory, no revival. And if you look at the Jesus Revolution movie, that was one of the things that was a hallmark of that. They said that. Look, repentance. There was repentance, and then there was the outpouring.
When I watched those hearings yesterday, and when I follow what is going on in the political realm, I do have hope. I do see some change. One of the things that we see is we see a Republican Party that is no longer controlled by the RINOs. If we were to go back 10, 15, 20 years even, we would have seen a totally different hearing yesterday from what we did. We had people, Matt Gaetz, for instance, who were telling the truth, who were calling out the left. Generally, we would cave. Generally, everybody was a McConnell who would just say, oh, no, we have to go along. We have to be nice. We have to be good. We're different from them. We would not have somebody who would have said, Adam Schiff, you lied to us. You put us into a terrible, terrible position. You are a liar. Therefore, we are going to try and expel you from Congress. Folks, that is the right of Congress. It's in the Constitution. Yep. They have the right, yep, to expel members from Congress. We wouldn't have had that. We would have people saying, oh, no, you can't do that. That's not nice. You have to cooperate. We would have people showing just exactly what useful idiots they were. We're right. Seeing that change. And we're seeing that change not just in Congress, but we're seeing that change throughout America, where we have so many people, despite being called enemies of the state by the Department of Justice, nevertheless, despite knowing that people were in the parking lot taking down their license plate numbers, nevertheless, they said, no, you school, you will not indoctrinate my children with your evil. We will stand it now. We will fight you. We will recall you. We will defeat you at the polls. And these people are still doing it. They're not backing down. And so there is hope, but that hope is only going to be realized with a full revival and with Jesus Christ as its leader. It's the only way it's going to survive.
The only piece of any of what you shared there, Don, that I would challenge you with, and I think you'll agree with me, and that is this: we allow ourselves to fall into the trap of separating out the spiritual or the church or God or what have you from the political.
Yes.
And that in and of itself is a lie of the devil.
Yes.
Because it is God who establishes nations. And go back, folks, and listen to the first 2 hours today. First hour in particular, I go into 1 Samuel. I go into the fact that it was God who established the United States of America. And as to the school, I make this argument, and that is this. They, the teachers, the administrators, the all of those people who are receiving salaries, every single one of them is working for us, for we the people. And they have usurped not only our rights as we the people, but as parents. Understand something. That is your child. And you go to the school and you ask them permission to take your child out of there? Because why?
Yeah.
Because why? No. That's my kid. And anybody that gets in the way of that deserves the wrath of God. And parents, you must stand up for your kids. And then I went into talking about the responsibility of a parent as well. When your kid goes astray, you can't sit there and defend your child's bad actions.
No. You have to do this. The idea that the schools own the children, which it really is, the state owns the children.
Yep.
In any communist nation, you will find that it has got exactly what Hillary said. It takes a village to raise a child. That is a part of the breakup of the family.
That Jean-Pierre, the spokesperson for Biden, just came out and said that the children belong to us.
That is pure communism. That's communism. That's pure communism. And it came about with public school. When the United States started to have public schools, we started to conform to the demands of Karl Marx. And when we support public schools, we are supporting the state indoctrinating our children. This is the other thing that's encouraging. We're seeing many, many, many church schools, many, many homeschoolings coming about. And I think a major issue is that we must get rid of public schools in the United States in order to reestablish our republic, to reestablish us as being a nation founded by God, because God will not be taught in the public schools.
No. Well, and again, I bring that back, Don, you know, to the 1920s, to the very inception of the public school system. Mm-hmm. Because when the public school system began, they began with opening up the back door to evolution. Coming out of the Scopes trial. So here we go with the whole evolution issue and elevating the creation above the creator, nullifying that. That's where the whole eugenics thing came from. All of that stuff came out of that era, of that group. And folks, that is, my goodness, you know, by the 1960s, because I know you and I've talked about this, you know, where were the protests over the Bible and prayer? Look, by the time that it hit the Supreme Court and they were removing it, it was already outside of the conscience of a large chunk of Americans at that point already. They had already started moving it out of their schools and out of their communities because they had bought this 30-year-long lie.
We as citizens, as we find throughout history, it is the core citizen that is the total reason for any fall of freedom. That's just the way it is, because the citizen, the overwhelming majority still has the control. Just like if we go back to Israel, we saw the people disobeying God completely. Why? They were intermarrying, which they shouldn't have been doing. They were believing, they were buying into this idea of idols. They were enjoying a lot of the aspects of that evil. Yep. And they ignored what it takes, what it was critical to be free as God has intended us, I believe, to be. We, the people in the United States, as our public schools started to take over, many parents said, isn't this great? I have an all-day babysitter. I can now go and I can now forget about my kids during the day and I can enrich myself.
Yep.
By going out and by working and bringing in more money. And we can live with more little things. Our idol changed. That money became an idol. That second car became an idol.
Yep.
The bigger house became an idol. And we forgot our primary responsibility was to raise our children in the ways of God.
We had a generation that had come up, you know, out of the depression and out of poverty, that wanted better for their children, so they sacrificed to try to do that. That meant that the child then had an exaggerated sense of what they were owed, what they deserved. They took that and passed that to the next generation. And so the next generation had the same ideal. Swept up in that was the rise of quote unquote feminism, and the idea that, oh, the woman is, you know, equal to a man, and now it's, well, the woman is the same as a man, or maybe better. And so now you take the woman and they wanted, they, one of their things that they said was, is we've got to get the woman out of the home. We have to take her away from the kids, because the only way that we can steal those kids, the only way that we can gain control of the minds of the next generation is to remove the mother. If we get the mom out of the way, we get her working, we get her engaged in all these activities and so on, and then she's not connected to her children anymore, now we own the kids.
Marx said, direct quote from Karl Marx, that you must, from the time the child can leave their mother, take them and put them under the control of the state. Karl Marx's word, that's exactly what we did. We took the child away from the mother the minute they could function without that mother, and we put them under the control of the state. We have to turn that back.
Yep.
This is why we see the left so dogmatic about getting those kids into some state system as early as they possibly can.
Right.
And that's when the values of children are formed.
Yeah.
At those times.
Yeah.
And so that's where the state is forming those values. Yes, we are on that downward slope to communism. You and I have been talking about this for a long time. Yep. We continue down that slope. However, I do believe there is more of a realization that we are going down that slope. And we have to understand where we're going before we can truly turn it around and start going the other way.
Right.
And one of the things that will turn it around very quickly is if kids are back in Sunday school, if the pews are filled with the family.
Amen.
That will help turn our country around dramatically and quickly.
And this is where, you know, I was drawing the parallel between, you know, how God and the Bible overlay and play a role in all of that, because just as you said, you know, we talk about salvation and you'll hear folks that will say, well, yeah, but you know, we need to be focused on salvation. Salvation and then what? remember that salvation is not the end, it is the beginning, because Jesus came and said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent. And we are ambassadors of that kingdom, called upon to extend that kingdom. And America in particular, going back to the Mayflower Compact, our purpose is to come to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was ingrained. It was ingrained in the mindset of the founders. And I mentioned about, you know, the divine inspiration even of those documents, remembering Benjamin Franklin, who made the speech talking about how divine providence had saved them when they fought the battle against England, the greatest empire of that day, and they prayed daily for the soldiers and for the war and for the battle and for the victory and for the strategy. And how much more so, he said, should we be praying, you know, have we forgotten? Have we forgotten that it was divine providence that brought us to this place, to the place we're at right now, to these conversations? And now we want to exclude divine providence as if it doesn't matter. I suggest, gentlemen, that we begin every day in prayer.
And that's when it changed.
Everything changed. Yep. And
That speech that Pastor Greg's talking about right now took place during the Constitutional Convention. That was during the 1787. Read it. Go back, study it. And understand what really took place. Yeah. Until we get back and we start to understand these things. And study the Revolutionary War. When you study the Revolutionary War, anybody who tries to tell you that Providence didn't play a role hasn't read the true history. We should have been defeated. Britain had us any number of times. Yeah. And there was some strange incident that happened.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't a strange incident. Don't you believe it was a strange incident?
Was the hand of God, divine providence. There's absolutely no question. I know you're going to have to go here in just a minute, but
yes.
No, it there's no question, you know, that we need that again. We've got to get back to that again. But going back to where I brought us into this is we need to not let them talk to us about separations, about, you know, well, I'm going to talk politically. No, we're talking about one nation under God. Okay. Are we talking about a theocracy? I don't believe we're talking about a theocracy. We're talking about a biblically founded nation. But you know what? Again, I'm getting to the place where I'm like, look, you know, you want to call it a theocracy? Call it what you want. Look, this whole thing, everything, all the way around, every way you look, every way you run, this world belongs to God. He calls the shots.
He created it.
Now, part of the shots that he calls is to say, okay, you don't want me involved? Let's see how that works for you.
Has it ever?
Death, disease, destruction, chaos, wickedness, perversion, all the things that he calls an abomination, destruction of family, hatred, bitterness, anger. It's you atheists want to associate all those things and say, well, religion causes all that. No, the lack of God causes that because the heart of man is wicked. But God, in his loving grace, sent his son, Jesus Christ, to change the heart of man, to change your nature, to give you hope and a future. But you have to choose hope and a future. And I hope that we get more people to make that choice, Don.
I do too.
I know you got to run. I'm going to take my break. Don's going to say,
so long.
Farewell. I do.
I can sing like that.
All right, we're going to take that break right now. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you tuning in and listening and being a part of what we're doing here at Chosen Generation Radio, and a part of what we're doing in India as well, the ministry that we're doing, the mission that we have. I don't believe the mission has stopped, but I do believe that God is saying to me that I have got to let my body rest and refresh. I've just got to have a time to reset, I'll be working that out. We'll figure out how that all looks like, but it is an important thing. One of the things that I continue to talk about is the challenge that we must stand on the side of the right. We must stand on the Word of God and what His Word has to say. And that's what this message is about. Man, let me see if we can get this to be... Let a couple of people jump on. Biblical values. Biblical values. Stop the hypocrisy. Sodomy and abortion are not conservative biblical values. And wait just a minute and let a couple of folks jump on so we can share this message. You'll recognize the face of the gentleman in the upper corner here. At least I think most of you will. And he made some really valid statements about this issue, about the battle that we're in over the soul of our country, the battle that we're in for the, for our children, for our kids, what they're doing to our kids, the mutilation of children, the gender dysfunctional, just junk that is going on, the pornography, the pornographic material that's being forced into our kids, the fact that we went from 2%. Just 10, 11 years ago, roughly 2% identifying in the LGBTQ to today, according to George Barna's most recent research, 39% ages 16 to 25 now identify as LGBTQ, lesbian, sodomite, trans, queer, bisexual. This is indoctrination. This is years now of indoctrination. This goes back to Obergefell. This goes back to the legalization, the codifying. They didn't even need the respect marriage nonsense, the non-respect of marriage act. So let me read you what the Word of God says. The Word of God is evident in its view of homosexuality. The commonly quoted scriptures are Leviticus 18:22, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman; it is an abomination." Or Leviticus 20:13, "If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and their blood is upon them." Jude 1, "Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire." Romans 1:26 through 28, "For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done." And then finally, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. That therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Homosexuality is clearly identified as something that is not in the will of God. It is not God's plan, God's purpose, or God's will for one to participate in any of that. Now, there's a couple of short videos actually that I found that I thought express this quite well. In fact, let me play one of those for you, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you what Glenn Beck had to say, because I think that it's very valuable. But then I also want to speak to something that is going on that I think is not valuable.
To be like him. The male is a giver. So if you look at the male's body, there's nothing to receive. Is that clear? Is it clear? This is an exit. Claire? It is illegal to enter an exit.
And then there's this, which I thought was very powerful.
He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. That's the only thing we have to say to anybody that's an unbeliever. I'm a crackhead. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. I'm a murderer doing life in prison. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. That's the good news, right? Now, if you accept that good news, I got bad news. If you accept that good news, I got bad news, and here's the bad news. In the same way that he died for you, now you got to die for him. And if you accept him as Lord and not just Savior, you have to die to your will. You have to die to your way. You have to die to your desires. You have to die to your agenda. And because this is a king and not a presidential candidate, we cannot rewrite the Constitution based on your feelings and your attraction. I'm gay. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship.
so important to understand that message. And so this is what Glenn Beck had to say. Check this out.
Creating all of this chaos and confusion and policies that lead to death. It's the same source it has always been. The author of all lies. We are not fighting against flesh and bone. We are fighting evil. Once we get that, you'll no longer be overwhelmed because you will understand this is a spiritual battle. And if we understand it's a spiritual battle, we will be able to fight it effectively. We are now fighting this like it's flesh and bone. It's not. We're using a losing strategy. Understand this is a spiritual battle and begin to fight like that. And we know how the story ends.
All right, so it is a spiritual battle. Well, the Word of God also says this: woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Check this out.
I'm pro-choice, but a government that can force a group of...
Let's hear that once again.
...him what to do with his private business. I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice. This is Dave Rubin. Pro-choice is murdering babies. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. That's pro-choice, folks. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. You can say, oh, I don't care, you know, what the baker does and the government, and I don't want the government interfering. And you can say all of that. You can be as libertarian as you think you want to be. But biblical Christian conservatism is not godless libertarians taking the position that sodomy is okay, that sodomites adopting children is okay, and that baby killers belong on networks where the head of that network says we're in a spiritual war. But hey, you know what? We're in a spiritual war. But I'm still going to put forward the most wicked and evil deception you could possibly believe, and I'm going to let that run on my network. I'm going to put a sodomite who believes in killing babies, but we're going to let him espouse certain values like small government, and we're just going to let him, you know, say those things. Listen, I'm not saying shut everybody up or limit their speech. But what I am saying is this: if you're going to represent yourself as a network that's Christian and biblical and Bible-centered, and you're going to get on and talk about the evil and the wicked that we're fighting today, and it is evil, it is wicked, it is darkness, that is what we're working against, that is what we're fighting against. But man, if you leave your back door open, you're going to get blindsided and you're going to get knocked out, and you're not going to have the protection of God, because God cannot protect sodomites and baby killers. I'm out.
And folks, that's a fact. That is an absolute 100% solid fact. And unfortunately, that's what's going on right now. And there's a lot of that that's happening, and a lot of it that's being accepted. And cheering that kind of stuff on is destructive. You cannot fight a holy war from an unholy position. I'll leave you with that. You cannot fight a holy war from an unholy position. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, TECN-TV's Texas Fully Loaded is coming up next. God bless you all. I'll talk to you soon. Take care now. God bless. Bye-bye.